go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I am thrilled to have, for the first time, I believe, at Secure Freedom Radio, a guest, as I've come to know him, a great member of Congress and patriot and warrior to boot. He is Representative Scott Perry. He represents with great distinction the people of the 4th Congressional District of Pennsylvania and serves in the United States Congress now on the Foreign Affairs and Homeland Security Committee and on the Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. We're going to talk about things that fall into several of those portfolios, but first of all, let me say, Congressman, how delighted I am to have you with us today and to have had you with us at our Defeat Jihad Summit last week as well. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate being here, and I appreciate your work in this arena.
Well, listen, thank you. The main point is that we had last week, as I mentioned, a meeting that you attended, and we talked at some length about precisely this point, the failure to understand the nature of the enemy, the extent to which, as a result, we're not following a sensible strategy for dealing with them. You've served in Iraq as an Army aviator with 44 combat missions. You've seen the pointy end of the spear, very, very close up and personal, as they say. And yet, at tomorrow's so-called Countering Violent Extremism Summit that the White House is going to be undertaking, it seems as though we're going to get more of this kind of vacuousness at best, by some accounts, denial of the reality and even deception. What do you make of that, Congressman, and what should we be doing instead?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't make much of it from the standpoint of actually getting to the business of doing work and defeating the enemy. And it just goes part and parcel to what the president and this administration has done for their entirety, not only as the administration and as the president before, but before, you know, he got here. I mean, he talks about defeating the enemy, but his actions are incongruent with his words. And this is just another example of that. You know, he has the most capable and largest military in the world, not to mention the greatest instruments of power on the globe at his grasp, at his fingertips at any moment. Yet he seems to be more willing and more interested to meet with folks and have some kind of a photo op about talking about inclusiveness and so on and so forth, when the rest of America certainly understands, and much of the world, and including the Arab and Muslim world, the moderate Muslim world, understands that we and he is not dealing with rational actors. And so, you know, all these nice conversations, you know, quite honestly, I just see it as wasting time, which is what we're doing now. We're just wasting time. The enemy is gaining in strength, and as you can see, and as well aware, gaining in territory. And, you know, the rhetoric just continues. Just today, the statement out of the administration was about these Coptic Christians, these Egyptian Christians being killed in Libya, a new front, by the way, for ISIS, as you know, and not a mention of the word Christianity, not a mention of the word of Judaism regarding the attack in Paris at the cafe, and never a mention of the radical Islamists and the jihadists that are distorting the religion for their distorted view and seeking world dominance in that regard. So, you know, what should we do about it? What can we do about it? Well, you know, the president has finally asked for the authorization of the use of force. And what America needs to know, he's actually asking for less power than he currently has, than less power than he currently has been using for the last, oh, I don't know, 6 months or so under Article 2 and the two previous AUMFs. And I don't understand, and I think American doesn't understand, if they recognize that situation, how that makes us more capable of defeating our enemy, whether it's on a military level or on all the other, you know, the other paradigms that we should be using, the financial level, the diplomatic level, and the pressure we can bring to bear on neighbors and neighboring countries that that can have some very, very strong influence on the fight. None of that's happening.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Congressman, we've recommended precisely that kind of more comprehensive all instruments of national power strategy and what we call the secure freedom strategy, which we talked about at the meeting the other day. And I think as you and your colleagues evaluate in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, notably this authorization for the use of military force, as it's called, I very much hope that you'll be giving some thought to this as an alternative approach that certainly seems to me to be more likely to conduce to success, as it did, you know, under President Reagan a generation ago. Let me turn to another topic that I know is also very much on your mind, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania. You have both responsibilities on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and in the Homeland Security Committee for the infrastructure of the United States. And it is, in fact, extremely vulnerable. It's got a lot of problems, but perhaps the most vulnerable is the most critical of the critical infrastructures, the electric grid. And I wondered if you might give us your thoughts. I know there was a hearing in one of the subcommittees on which you serve in Homeland Security last week on this broader issue of infrastructure vulnerability. But how urgent a priority do you think it should be for us to try to make that electric grid, which supports all of the other critical infrastructures, substantially more resilient against the various threats it faces?
Well, I happen to believe it's certainly more urgent than many of the things that the administration is trying to transform within our country while turning a blind eye to the international circumstances. But that having been said, of all the things the president could be focusing on, our infrastructure is vulnerable, and we have state and non-state actors who are picking away at it every single day, and it's just a matter of time until I think that there is a major incident which really impacts Americans' lives. But even that having been said, Frank, Lloyd's of London has said regarding a solar flare, which would create something known as an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, is not a matter of if, but when. And to be clear, this, depending on the magnitude of it, could devastate the electricity grid in the United States, not only for days, but literally for years. And if you think about, it's one thing being out in the country where you might raise your own food and so on and so forth and be able to live off the land. Most Americans are not prepared for that, certainly not in our urban areas. And it would literally be a short amount of time before society and civil society would really break down. And then you juxtapose that with the fact that somebody like Iran is developing an intercontinental ballistic missile, not necessarily saying nuclear tip, but they're working towards that, as you know, as well. But let's say they just put an EMP device on it and send the thing across the ocean, over New York City or Washington, D.C. or any of the major metropolitan areas. And you could have a cascading effect that could be so debilitating to the United States, the effects of which we are not prepared for. Most people don't understand that the major transformer at each power plant, those are not produced in the United States, and they're custom made for each power plant. It would take months, if not years, if these are destroyed, to deal with them and get them back online. And it's a huge issue, which we can fix, I think, relatively easily with a little bit of thoughtful consideration and collaboration between the administration and the Congress. But once again, there's a deaf ear to this type of threat, both natural and man-made, that is truly in existence right before us from this administration. And so we remain frustrated with it.
Well, we look forward to your leadership in this area, as in so many others, Congressman Scott Perry. And I know you've got a very full plate at the moment dealing with so many different threat vectors, but I've been impressed by both the intellect and the energy that you bring to these challenges, and look forward very closely to working with you. I will say that I just learned yesterday that the governor of Texas has indicated that he believes that this is something that his state legislature needs to take a leading role in for protecting the grid of the state of Texas. And I think that's a very promising development. If true, it will help perhaps move not only Texas but the nation forward in kind of resiliency that needs to be done. Congressman, in the meantime, we thank you very much for joining us and look forward to talking with you again in the near future. We look forward to talking to the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.